Hey, what's up, ATS? This is Clever One, responding to Freedom ERP's podcast. Great podcast, by the way. Love the topic. Love the idea. I've thought about that many times myself, actually. How do we keep this secret? How is this secret being kept from the general population? Especially like you mentioned with other countries being able to, you know, have access and knowledge to what we know. But that's the thing, as I think that you know, every nation or every major country knows about this, about the ETs, whatever you want to call it. And I think that what's really holding back, or what's keeping the secret, I should say, is the fact that people just really don't want to hear about it. I think it shakes the foundations of their belief systems a little too much, if you will. You know, to think that there may be other, more intelligent life out there, especially from the religious aspect, can really, you know, just throw things out of whack. And I think that people don't want to hear that. So basically, you know, I think that it comes down to people just not wanting to reach those conclusions, basically. You know, someone on here, I can't remember who it is, someone's got a great signature, the Helen Keller quote about people do not want to think because thinking leads to conclusions, and conclusions are not always pleasant. And I think that rings so true in this case, that people just don't want to hear the truth. And that's why I think that kind of goes hand in hand. That's why the secret is kept so easily. Sorry, I'm rambling. I'm on my third Guinness. I'm just bleh. It's Saturday night. I have a big day at Disneyland tomorrow, so I'm just having my fun tonight. So anyway, that's my kind of take on things, and the whole, like the above poster mentioned earlier, the whole religious aspect of it too, kind of the control and hold on people that it would have, or what would be lost with mass disclosure. But I really don't know if people are ready to hear it. Maybe they are. I think that we are here on ATS, but I think for the most part, people really don't want to hear it. I've tried to talk with people about it before, and they're just, you know, either they're not interested, or they are too scared of the subject, or I don't know. But, you know, I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen hopefully in my lifetime, and I think people are going to get shook up, so they better be ready. Anyway, great topic, great post. I just wanted to kind of put my two cents out there, and hopefully it made some sort of sense. I don't know. Like I said, I'm on my third Guinness. I apologize. But actually, no, I don't. I do not. I don't apologize for drinking. Anyway, I said anyway like 13, 14 times. Now I gotta stop doing that. Damn. Oh, God. Should I just stop it here, or should I just keep this mindless rambling going on? I can't decide. It's 10:40 p.m. Saturday night. I gotta get up in 7 hours. Not too bad. No, I'll just keep rambling. Why not? Why not? Yeah, I think back to the topic at hand, I think that, you know, if mass disclosure happened, there would be such a huge disruption of society that I don't think that the powers that be are willing to take that chance. I think that, you know, I think maybe they're setting up for it. Maybe they're gearing up for something like this. I don't know. Anyway, wow, 4:20 mark. That's a long podcast for me. This would be my longest one yet. So I'll stop. The rambling must cease. And it must cease now. This is Clever One, signing out. Peace.